Hello guys, and welcome back to the discussion. In the last episode of The Mysteries of Life, we talked briefly about true love and the way it affects the life of a person. Today, we are going to go one step further and talk about the relationships in our lives. Relationships are essentially the product of our interactions with our fellow human beings. The motivation that spurs off a relationship may be personal, professional, or otherwise. However, one thing is for certain, that relationships are cultivated and maintained for mutual benefit. Each and every person hopes for a symbiotic relationship in his life, wherein both individuals involved in the said relationship experience happiness. Relationships are thus ultimately based upon mutual benefits. You will only keep a relationship with someone else if you know that it benefits you. The moment you know that the said relationship can be detrimental to your goals or to your way of life, you hasten to end it there itself. That is the case with relationships per se. However, what happens when these relationships are based on the foundation of love? What happens when the love that you bear for someone else matures into a relationship? The answer to that question is two-pronged indeed. There are two possible outcomes in such a scenario. Either the relationship flourishes and goes ahead, or else it completely shatters into nothingness. However, no matter how the scenario may be, what the results turn out to be in the end, your love is always tested either ways. At the onset, I said that relationships are based on mutual benefits. And yet now, I reiterate what I stated in the previous episode, that true love is nothing but sacrifice. Considering both the aforementioned facts, what happens when we indeed try to bind true love into a relationship? What happens when we try to define that indefinable phenomenon of true love in a relationship? The answer? The answer is that it changes. The love that you once bore in your heart transforms. For in a relationship, it has no choice but to transform. Love in itself is a sentiment that is completely based on selflessness and sacrifice. Yet, in a relationship where the human ego is involved in all its might, it corrupts and maligns the love that a human has in his heart. It transforms and mutates it into a sentiment that in the end hardly equates with the true genuine feeling of compassion and belonging that was love. Simply put, love dies in a relationship. It dies because it has to die. Love cannot survive in an atmosphere that is continually fueled by self-centeredness and desire. Love cannot survive in a scenario where passion overcomes it. Ultimately, relationships are based upon passion, and they can only survive if they are held together with love and not with passion. When passion overcomes love, love departs. And passion in itself can only hold something together for so long. Ultimately, it dissipates as well, and with that, the relationship comes to an abrupt end, resulting in nothing but abject disappointment and regret for both the individuals involved in it. So how does man navigate the ship of his life through such treacherous seas? How can man make the correct decisions when faced by such grave choices? For long have I asked myself these questions. The answers I have now found within myself. Ultimately, man comes to a point where he realizes that love is love. It is divine, and it is only prudent that it should remain the way it is. Trying to bind it into a relationship takes away the very essence of what the love was all about. Ultimately, love is all about sacrifice, and relationships are all about acquiring. Both simply cannot go hand in hand. You have to realize this. There may be times when you get the illusion of that happening, but rest assured, brim realization would be on its way. Let that love remain where it is. Exude it through conscious acts of selfless benevolence. Try and enrich the life of the one you love. Don't try and make it all about yourself. Look at the one you love and for once dispassionately try and evaluate every scenario before you make an attempt at striking a relationship with the said person. All being said and done, in the end, man needs a companion in his life. In such cases, it is only prudent that such companionship be found through immaculate analysis and testing. Such relationships, though they are a fallacy, assist in getting you through the illusion of life. Accept them for what they are and work with them in a similar fashion. In the end, you will realize the relationships are but a means to an end. They are simply there so that you may sustain through your life in this wretched and unforgiving human existence. Relationships in the end make the journey eventful, easy, and endurable, to say the least. Value them, be aware of them, and nurture them, for they will be your lasting solace in this unforgiving world. I shall shed more light on this concept elsewhere, but for now, it would indeed suffice to say that love and conjugal relationships are two entirely different concepts within themselves. Impersonal introspection and prudence would ultimately help us in resolving this enigmatic mystery of life. That is all I can say. Take care.